Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. The Africa Tourism Summit Cafe is a dedicated conversation from the recently held summit at the Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, where panelists and speakers have been sharing their experiences of the event. Tourism entrepreneur and CEO of Travel with Confidence, Percy Koji, who presented a case on compliance for SMEs, tells me collaboration between private and public sectors is vital and urge government to create the enabling environment as an initiative to drive growth for small and medium-sized businesses. So good evening, and we are coming to you from Johannesburg, where we are hosting the Africa's first Travel and Tourism Summit. On the first day, was dedicated to the SMEs and how they can sharpen their craft and their skill to embrace or go into this new normal. And one of the speakers was Percy, and Percy is going to introduce himself. Percy, good evening.
Good evening to you too, Mr. Kojo. How are you?
Very well, and good to see you here again.
Yes, good to see you too, and thank
you. What's your impression on the pre-activity, that's your session, and today, briefly?
Well, it's been an exciting opportunity. I think we've moved away from talking about problems to a solution. The second day was more driven towards what solutions are we bringing to the table and how can we implement them.
Okay, but now let's go to your session. You spoke about collaboration. You talked about how the public sector should open up to these small enterprises. And what was your key message in this in your presentation?
Well, I mean, what is quite important, and I will stick to that by saying collaboration is quite key. I mean, you would realize that as an expert yourself within the tourism sector, and you do realize that without us collaborating, we cannot grow. Borders must be able to be open. We need to inter-trade amongst each other. And I think that's the kind of collaboration and capacity building I was referring to. Because without us taking our products into the continent and vice versa, we're not able to grow the tourism sector.
Okay. Now, this was not your usual Indaba Meetings Africa. It was the first summit. Mm-hmm. And as the organizers said, it's not the regular talk show. Mm-hmm. What are you noticing different from this summit?
Look, I mean, obviously, it's a lot of people who are here, if you would agree, it's industry captains, people who are CEOs, chairmen of companies who have more than 10 years, 15 years of experience, like myself. And I think we came with one solution and one approach, and which is to support what government is trying to do, but also to bring about a solution, because we need to help create jobs locally. As entrepreneurs, our ultimate goal is to provide a solution to problems that we have. And I think we have done that so far by making sure that whoever who was here has listened to us and they understand what we are looking for.
No, there was a point in one of the messages about inclusivity. And they made the point that obviously, yes, it's good to give some support, especially for SMEs, but how can we institutionalize it or make it part of the structure going forward?
I think part of that goes back to what I proposed, which is collaboration and also being more lenient towards small businesses. Big companies tend to have stricter rules and they make it very difficult, for small players to come on board. Therefore, it's quite important for everybody who's within this sector to make sure that not only do they open up these opportunities, but they allow SMEs to come on board. And because by doing so, they are giving them an opportunity, they are helping them to grow, and we can create more jobs. In return, the economy grows and we become a better continent that we are than today.
Okay, now you do a number of things. Aside things, you are doing leadership forums, you are doing a number of things in Namibia, in South Africa and all of that. What do you think, again, back to not the same question, but your message to the SMEs, the young entrepreneurs, we are coming out of COVID. How can they position themselves or be in a better place to take advantage of the situation? Because right now we've seen that it is not only about international tourism. Of course, international tourism has to come back, but it's brought some attention to domestic tourism and local tourism. How would you summarize that?
So thank you for that. I mean, as you've rightfully mentioned, I'm involved, you know, with Africa Economic Leadership Council. We're doing different types of investment forums. But the idea here is to support the likes of the work that you are personally doing, which is to bring the continent together. The solution is that we cannot, as a South African business, think in a South African way. We have to think in a continental manner. I must be able to do business in Namibia, in Botswana, in Nigeria, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe. The entire continent needs us to work together. In that way, through collaboration, because collaboration brings strength, it brings bigger opportunities, it creates more chances for those who didn't have, particularly to participate in the economy. And I believe that young entrepreneurs or people who are starting up in businesses can follow in this channel. And part of the platforms that we are creating is for them to notice that we are doing this in the best interest of the continent, but also to lead a better legacy so that in future they know that there is something to look forward to what we've built on. They can just build on and continue, and they will have the support.
To piggyback on the theme, reawakening tourism in Africa, you see that we have to be able to meet in a very responsible manner as opposed to we are not ready because we had this hybrid. And how what is your own experience seeing people for months and if you like years? How did it feel?
No, it feels so great. I mean, as you know, I was very happy to see you yesterday because I haven't seen you in a long time.
Exactly.
And I believe that hybrid has no personal touch, you know. It's very excluding in a way that it keeps people away from the personal interaction. We are in our nature as human beings, we believe in interacting in a physical manner. Talking to you now is better than talking to you over the phone because we can engage longer, we can talk about realities. And I think this has been a different, overwhelming experience, seeing that we haven't been doing this over the last 2 years because of COVID. And also it says to us that as entrepreneurs, we need to think bigger and better to make sure that in future, we can be able to make sure that we work together and continue to support the sector of tourism that has almost gotten extremely badly affected due to the COVID-19.
And finally, as a leader in the tourism sector and as a young leader, what's your advice for those who are still hesitant in terms of taking the vaccination? Because we've noticed that the vaccination can accelerate, you know, our recovery or back to some semblance of normality.
So I think that's a very interesting question. I mean, I took a vaccination myself. You would be aware that I travel quite a bit as well. So we have to lead by example. A leader must be able to demonstrate that I'm not expecting people to do what I'm not doing. I have vaccinated and I will vaccinate, take the second jab soon. But the point I'm trying to make is that everybody has to vaccinate so that the tourism sector can open, airlines can start flying, we can travel into our continent and see our brothers and sisters and grow our business.
Tell us more about yourself, a bit about yourself.
So my name is Percy Murapedi Koji. I come from Taung in the Northwest Province, and I've been in business for 15 years. And I have started businesses such as I invested in a wine farm. I produce wines.
Okay.
And I'm in the tourism sector.
You brought some of the wine here?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely. Yeah, but I mean, and also we are also expanding on construction, on media. And also we're looking for more opportunities so that the ultimate goal that I would like to achieve as a young leader in the continent of Africa is to leave a legacy where other young people can have the same opportunities that can help them to grow, to develop, to be better. And I'm very ambitious. I believe that through a collaboration in the continent, we can be able to grow this continent to make it even better than we see it to be today.
Thank you, President.
Thank you, sir.